Barefoot Bell and the Pursuit of Music. Barefoot Bell is now my favorite song ever. The vocals, the atmosphere, the raccoon, the crown, the living up in the trees is all just perfect. While I have not been conducting a real search, I have spent a few days building up my song generator to see if I could recreate the song. My biggest finding is that you can't just specify bluegrass or country. AI accepts three important numeric values, CFG, top K, and temperature. When I leave them at factory settings, I get kind of bluegrass or country, but a very subtle version of it. You're meant to change those numbers and see if the song comes out right. The default settings are set up in such a way so that the song is coherent. But this does not mean that the song will be special. It just means it will be rather perfect. Very soon, you will hear the same exact normality everywhere, or at least everywhere that does not want to pay royalties for music. But when you ask your favorite AI how to adjust values for a particular model, it will do a tiny bit of research and tell you exactly what to do with those numbers. I am now convinced that I can create songs as beautiful as Barefoot Bell, but based on about 30 tests I conducted today, I may never be able to reproduce Barefoot Bell exactly. AI and I agree that the song is a little miracle. And perhaps more importantly, exactly what I needed to take a closer look at fine-tuning pretty song generation. It is very interesting that I can create pop and country songs that feel the same, that seem to share the same soul or group of musicians or style. And I am very glad that I can change some settings to destabilize the perfection of those songs, but also at the same time gravitate closer to lo-fi, older country music, as it is very pretty. The song generator model is a whole universe of music. It probably contains all the songs that have ever played and all the songs that ever will. It is of some note that when it came to examining the song generator in more depth, I switched from graphic user interfaces to text-based command line where I could adjust settings with greater ease without graphics getting in my way. Now, I actually created the command line programs that tap into a hermetic container that stores the model inside. It feels great. If you are just learning programming, creating command line applications with Node.js is a fantastic start. Some of my earlier experiments had a primitive sound, like an instrument that you can pick up at the dollar store. Probably in small part, that's because my songs are lyrics heavy, and the model is trying to hurry to fit the song into memory. I have noticed that the longer of my lyrics play faster. But I could be wrong here. I think it could also have been a coincidence. The real reason is that the model is not perfect, but also, I did nothing to enhance the instrument or give AI a reference sound to enrich what it's creating. Now I have a neat generated reference and an artificial intelligence sound enhancer. It takes the squeaky sounds of normal instruments and makes them sound like they were created in a professional studio, so that will help a lot. I also added a song splitter that divides vocals from drums and melody, and here I can test lyric pronunciation and enhance just the melody, for example. In closing, my most important finding. Please, do not use local AI for lyric generation. Use the most fanciful AI you can find out there. Use the latest and greatest, and you know what? Use lyric generation to see how those models are advancing. A few songs will never overwhelm the free AI, but the lyrics it creates make all the difference in the world. And a small tip for your consideration, which I think may be one of the most important things here. Keep your song in text, yes, but also ask the AI to translate at least the commonly mispronounced words into a phonetically spelled version. This way, you greatly decrease, if not downright eliminate, the chance of AI mispronouncing a word while singing your song.
She struck her first match by the old moss stone, shaking like a leaf, feeling all alone. The flame jumped up with a golden grin, and the whole dark forest came peeking. A rabbit brought twigs in a cloak thick stack. A squirrel rolled acorns in a burlap sack. A bluebird dropped feathers soft and bright for the girl by the fire on her very first night. Then out of the brush with a bandit face came a raccoon strutting with country grace. He bowed real low, gave a proud little clap, then handed her one shiny bobble cap. At first she was scared when the shadows came down. Then she made a little crown from the treasure she found, with berries for jewels and feathers all around. She danced by the fire in a doom grass gown. Now the owls sing low and the moon leans near, and she don't need roads and she don't need fear. She's queen of the breeze and the honeybee hum, living high in the trees where the morning comes. She built her a ladder from willow and vine, tied it up tight with a fisherman's line. Made a little porch from driftwood planks, where the chipmunks gather just to give their thanks. The deer leave apples by the roots below, the fox brings flowers from the meadow rose. The possum leaves buttons, the crow leaves string, and the raccoon says, "Ma'am, I found you a ring." She laughs so sweet that the pine trees sway, and the creek keeps time in a lazy way. With the coffee tin drum and the cricket choir, she's the barefoot belle of the woodland fire. At first she was scared when the shadows came down, and she made a little crown from the treasure she found, with berries for jewels and feathers all around. She danced by the fire in a dune grass gown. Now the owls sing low and the moon leans near, and she don't need roads and she don't need fear. She's queen of the breeze and the honeybee hum, living high in the trees where the morning comes. Some folks need a mansion, some folks need a town, some need golden gates and a velvet gown. But she's got stars through the cedar beams and a raccoon gar with bottle cap dreams. She waves at the geese when they fly overhead, sleeps on soft moss in a sycamore bed. And when that first fire flickers warm and small, every little wild heart answers her call. She was scared when the shadows came down, then she made a little crown from the treasure she found, with berries for jewels and feathers all around. She danced by the fire in a dune grass gown. Now the owls sing low and the moon leans near, and she don't need roads and she don't need fear. She's queen of the breeze and the honeybee hum, living high in the trees where the morning comes. So follow the smoke where the sweet pines lean. You might see a barefoot woodland queen with a bottle cap sparkle and a berry crown bright, waving from the treetops in the soft moonlight. Some fall for the smoke where the sweet pines lean. You might see a barefoot woodland queen with a bottle cap sparkle and a fairy crown bright, waving from the treetops in the soft moonlight.